This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening.
It's all so familiar, isn't it? The sense of season, the idea of family reconnecting, the possibilities of delight and surprise, the possibility of disappointment. The way time gets crunched, traffic, stores, plastic, and toys. Two more days until Christmas, and I'm recalling a Christmas story I did a few years ago for Morning Edition. And even though time has passed since then, in some ways, it hasn't. A father I know, a man with younger children, was baffled by the amount of toys in their lives. So I called a toy expert, Gary Cross, professor at Penn State and author of Kid Stuff, about this sense that kids today have more things than we ever did.
Very often, a kid today could have 1,000 individual toys.
1,000 toys? Professor Cross backed up a little. Many toys are more complicated today, he explained, with a lot of figures and characters.
Because there's so many individual pieces that this can be a bit of an illusion, but children clearly have far more toys today than they did certainly in the 1950s.
Toy glut and gluttony? Our media nerves are twitching. This could be a trend. Let's go see.
Lower level, call 26.
Out at a once simple Virginia crossroads, a certain shopping mall stands like a fortress of excess at the intersections of Moremore Boulevard and Gimme Some Avenue. There are stores here doing good business, selling nothing more than containers and hangers and boxes, stuff to help you keep track of all the things you already have. But the anti-clutter stores are not that hectic now. No, hectic is living at the F.A.O. Schwartz toy store.
It's so funny to see the list. Even the lists have changed.
The manager, a woman of saintly patience. Her name is Sylvia Calderon.
I mean, you get lists that are like color-coded, like printed up on computers, you know. I mean,
she means they're printed in different colors on home computers, of course, or they're faxed off to waiting grandparents.
I mean, like, we have parents that come in like on our shipment days every single week to find out if like what they're looking for is here.
Oh, right. Parents. Let's say toys are cocaine and the toy makers and stores are drug cartels. Then who are those seedy, slouched figures on the street corner passing out samples? Why, there's me. And look, there's you.
They just go through it so quickly, and they can't have enough.
Jamie, a mom I called in Menlo Park, California.
Every time we go to the store, I think, you know, they have so many things. What more could they want? And they want it all. And I don't know if I feed that or not by giving them so many things.
Maybe Jamie doesn't know. Maybe she doesn't want to. But Professor Cross knows.
It's part of the way that we connect with our children is by showering them with the wondrous things of the marketplace.
Are you comfortable with this? It just doesn't feel right somehow.
Well, it doesn't feel right, and I think there are good reasons for that. Kids get so many things, they find it difficult to create attachments to things, and then perhaps by analogy to others as well. The other thing, of course, is that this whole process, as much fun as it is, doesn't teach ourselves or our children how to manage our desires. I know that sounds terribly Victorian, but in an age when there are so many things around us, one of the most critical skills that we can learn is to figure out when we don't need something and when enough is enough.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring.
The trouble is, for kids and parents both, when it comes to toys, there is no enough. Growth figures from the toy manufacturers make the defense industry look like, well, kid stuff. In 1980, adults spent $6.7 billion on toys for kids. By a few years ago, that amount had tripled. And a consumer survey found more than half of parents bought stuff for their children that the parents hated. Was it ever like this before?
There's no comparison. My kids have a lot more.
That's Bruce, a dad in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Toys are a lot more disposable, I guess, or a lot easier, and we all get hyped up about them when we see them on TV or hear about them on the radio or something, and we race out and get them. But I remember we had some toys, but we didn't have a tremendous amount. We did more imagination stuff, I think.
Plus, I also remember a lot of time playing outdoors He just with other kids, you know, and it didn't, you know,
that's
you just
what it was, man. We would just go. I lived in a neighborhood that had a circle, and we would just go to the circle and play.
So your kids now, compared to what you did, they have more toys now than right. you. What are you doing for Christmas?
Well, actually, we're Jewish.
I beg your pardon.
That's okay, but you can't get away from Christmas. They'll get some toys, you know. In fact, they've made their list.
Try setting limits, said Professor Cross, the Penn State toy scholar. It may be arbitrary, but pick a line of something, some kind of toy, and just say no to your kids and to yourself.
But I think it's also important, rather than just simply being a kind of a block to your children's desires, that you give them some alternatives, that you show that there is a wonder out there, perhaps in nature, perhaps in a sport or a hobby, that doesn't necessarily require accumulating a huge stack of Pokemon cards or a whole line of action figures.
Do your children have too many toys?
I think they do. I think that I have too many goods, and I suspect most of us do.
Now, there's a thought that we could all truly use.